It's the internet. You're busy. Let's do this. I'm Jeff Grubb. I write for GameSpeed.com. You are joining me for the Game Mess Show live. This is a show where I talk about the Game Mess, which comprises all of the announcements and events that happen over the summer and throughout the year related to video games. It is your hub for news about E3 and everything else. I don't know. I'm trying to make it sound more important than what it is. It's just, the summer is a mess. We're here to talk about it. We're here to figure out what's going on. And it got a little bit easier today because we got a pretty big schedule from the ESA regarding E3, and we'll talk about that in a second. First, if you want to like hang out with me, a good place to do that is the Discord. The link is in my bio on Twitter at Jeff Grubb. I still haven't set up Nightbot here on Twitch to do that. I need to do that. I'm sorry about that, but we will get into all of that. I'll set that up soon. But for now, let's talk about what's happening with the Game Mess. Let me bring up the list. Yeah, there you go. Stream Elements, actually. Discord. Actually, I don't know if that Discord works. That's probably not the right link, but whatever. All right, everybody. So what do we have? We've got a lot of times. We have more times than I was expecting, and I think the original thing that happened with the ESA is that they didn't share times for companies like Capcom and some of these other companies, Warner Brothers. I think the idea was those were always going to be smaller things and not like full showcases. And so they weren't going to get like exact times of when they're going to start. But people were complaining. People said, hey, we want to know like how to plan this stuff out and when stuff's going to happen. So I think the ESA did a good job of going and talking to everybody and saying, hey, you're going to happen right here at this time. And so, it's going to depend on whether or not Greg Miller can actually keep a ship, you know, on time and keep those trains running. And I have no faith in him to be able to do that, frankly. Frankly speaking, no trust whatsoever. These things are going to go long. They're going to go off the rails. They're going to be boring. They're ugly. Not to mention very ugly to look at. Sorry, Greg. Okay. So what do we got here? We've got the full schedule. There we go. Let's talk about what's happening between now and E3. We do know that tomorrow night is Summer Game Fest. Starting to get a few, no, not tomorrow night, that's 2 nights from now. Tomorrow night is Battlefield, then on Thursday we get Summer Game Fest. That's going to have likely Elden Ring. I'm pretty confident about that now. Elden Ring should be there. That'll be very exciting. And there will be some other stuff. Starting to hear some other embargoes, stuff that of course we can't talk about if that's the case. But there should be some cool games announced during this thing. Like, what level of game announcement should you expect? That's hard to say. You know, there's going to be a lot of stuff that you've never heard of before that'll be cool. I think that's fair to expect. But whether or not everything's going to feel like Elden Ring, that's probably another. That's probably out of the realm of possibility. Jeff Keighley did do a stream the other night where he said there would be, I think he started talking about, like, oh, we started putting this together and we got one big thing. And then things started to snowball, and we got 2, 3, 4, 5. And he kind of, like, said it was in that range. 4 to 5 really big things, and then everything else is kind of like, wow, that's cool that we got some more stuff in this show, so I'm looking forward to it. And then following that, we have that Monarch New School RPG revealed on June 10th. And then the 11th is a pretty busy day with the Netflix Geeked Week, the Gaming Primetime, IGN, and the IGN Expo. I think that got, because that is on Thursday, right? So, okay, IGN Expo is on Thursday. Yeah, that sounds right. I think all of these things should have, again, not like huge announcements, but really like cool things. You're probably going to find some games that you're interested in these events, but I doubt any of them are going to blow you away. I guess I'm most excited to see what's going to be at the Gaming Primetime. Just because I want to see what that company's doing. But they've already confirmed that Saints Row won't be there, which, you know, that's a bummer, but at least we know I know not to expect it. But I wonder what's up with Saints Row 5 and whether or not that's still coming. let's look here. Then they're going to do another Guerrilla Collective on the 12th and a Wholesome Games and a Devolver Digital Showcase. Devolver's going to be like their past E3 shows where Nina Struthers is just going to lose her mind and probably bleed and, you know, bring on the devil himself onto that show. So I'm, you know, and I always enjoy that. So we'll look forward to that. Let me hit this connect with Twitch thing. Okay, then E3 starts, and you know, if you want to get this full schedule, there are a couple options. In my Discord, in the Game Mess list, there's like an announcement channel called the Game Mess list, and this is where you'll find this. But there's also, let me scroll down a little bit here, or scroll up, yeah. There's also these here, and these are, this is a very useful chart made by CheeseMeister3K on Twitter. And basically, it's a time zone chart. So it tells you each event and when it starts based on time zones. And it goes through kind of everything you need to know. So if you are trying to keep track of when this stuff's going to happen in your time zone, you know, you can go to CheeseMeister3K on Twitter. But if you don't do that, then one of your options is to just come here into the Discord and get it there. My phone's ringing, of course. Scam likely. I hate that guy. Okay. Let's take a look. Yeah, I think that it's nice now that we have times for everything else in E3. We do know that the Games Beat session, the most important thing happening all week and all weekend, is at 2:45 Pacific time, PM, on Saturday. So now you know, just as long as you tune in for that, you'll be fine. I gotta say, it is very wild. That's us. That's me and Mike. We recorded a little thing. I can't remember if I talked about it on this show before. But yeah, we did a small little, it's stupid. It's silly. I do not understand why it's on the calendar. Like it feels like we're being set up for failure because it's like, I don't know what people are going to expect in that thing at all. I can tell you what you shouldn't expect, anything new or news. We're literally looking at the past and then doing a little skit. We're doing a little skit. That's what we're doing. And if that sounds embarrassing, like secondhand embarrassment for you, yeah, probably. And I would just turn it off at that point. Or say mean things in the chat. We won't be paying attention. That's for damn sure. Because I don't want to see that. I don't want my feelings hurt. I still, though, it's cool that we got to participate. It is very weird to be on the E3 schedule. But yeah, the full list is here. I'm not going to go over all these times. I feel like I can't process information if someone just rambles it off on a podcast or on a stream. So I don't know. I don't think anyone else can really do that either. It's written down for you. You can find it. There are some other things I wanted to talk about, though. And let's get here into the chat. We'll start answering questions here pretty soon. I mentioned on a podcast over the weekend, I can't remember which one it was. I was on a couple. That Scarlet Nexus would be included day one in Game Pass, and I was thinking of something else. I misspoke, misremembered. Basically, the bottom line of it is I was wrong when I said that. That is incorrect. It's not going to be day one on Game Pass. I think it's possible that those conversations are happening for like down the line, but day and date, that's just not going to happen. When it comes to Game Pass for the Xbox and Bethesda showcase on Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, there should be some announcements. I think it's going to be like mostly like some of the big games that are coming from Microsoft this fall. You'll be able to pre-install them. They're like, they'll be ready to go. I think that's what's going to happen with Psychonauts. Like people are like, oh, Psychonauts 2 is going to shadow drop, right? Because it's already ready to go up on the store and people could start installing it. Like it leaked accidentally that way. I think people were half right where during E3, it is going to pop up for pre-install through Game Pass, and then it's going to release in August, basically, is how it's going to go down. So it's half right, basically. But other things should pop into Game Pass that day. I think there's probably, I'll say like a bunch of other Bethesda stuff should show up that day. That makes sense. And then I think there will be one relatively big recent RPG that should be a nice surprise to end up in Game Pass. If you haven't played it yet, if you haven't picked it up yet, it'll be like nice to have that. And I'll leave that as a tease. We're getting so close to this. We could just tease these things now. And then anything else worth talking about? I don't know. I feel like this is kind of our last chance to kind of talk about stuff. You know what we should do? Let's just answer some questions. Let's do some questions. I think that'll be best now, because this is our last big chance to talk about this stuff. But I feel like if you have questions, I'll answer them, and that'll get everything out there, out into the open as much as we can. So do it. Yeah, people are asking if it was Cyberpunk I was referring to, but I said nice surprise. Sorry, I don't need to always dunk on Cyberpunk. I think it was an okay game. It was fine. Anything on Monolith? Not that I know of. Not that I've heard. I don't keep track of every single thing that's going on, and that's just something that I haven't heard. People might think that I was suggesting Persona 5 Royale. That's not what I meant. I don't know if that'll pop up at E3. I don't think so. I still think that is fully possible for it to happen. I just don't know if E3 is when we're going to hear about it. Chat's moving on me. From Brumoment8961. Jeff, what do you think about this Playground is fully working on Fable and not Forza Horizon 5? We will see Forza Motorsport instead? No. Playground is also working on Forza Horizon 5 and Fable. It's doing both. And we will see Forza Horizon 5 here. They might even talk about Forza Motorsport as well, but Forza Motorsport is a 2022 game. Starfield and Forza Motorsport are the two games the two big games that are new and that we haven't seen before and haven't released on other platforms like PC that will be big Xbox first party launches in 2022 for sure. I say for sure, like things could still get delayed, but I say that's right now, that's what's on the schedule for sure is Starfield and Forza Motorsport 8 for 2022. So Forza Horizon 5 is in Halo are like the two big games this year. Obviously, there's other stuff like Flight Simulator coming to console and Psychonauts 2, obviously, the other stuff's coming. But like the two big Xbox exclusive games coming out this holiday and then so on. From Monte Cristo, is Starfield a confirmed exclusive? I've confirmed it and I'm saying when I say I confirmed it, I mean, I confirmed it based on like what on my reporting. I don't think this is not something Microsoft has ever explicitly said anywhere. So if you want to like go write confirmed in a headline or something, I wouldn't do that because I think that suggests to people that Microsoft has confirmed it instead of Jeff Grubb, which isn't good enough for most people. And I think that's totally fair. I'm just saying, as far as I'm concerned, I have confirmed that Starfield and really I've confirmed that in my reporting, I've confirmed that all Bethesda games are pretty much going to be exclusive. Elder Scrolls 6, exclusive. That's going to be exclusive as well. For Graham of Legend, do you think a Metroid Prime trilogy is possible? I think it's likely. It's weird because I'm pretty sure, as far as I know, that it's done. It is. It's ready to go. It should be out. It's one of those situations where Nintendo finishes a game and then holds on to it for a very long time. It did this with Pikmin. It did this with that Paper Mario game that I talked about last year before they released it. These are games that Nintendo finishes. And then I think because of QA, because of like the final QA pass, it holds on to until there's QA resources free to work on the next game. And they're basically, like I've said before, QAing maybe one or two games at a time. And that seems to be one of the big hangups for Nintendo at the moment. And Metroid Prime Trilogy just doesn't seem like it's like usurping anything else in that line. Like it's kind of hanging back until Nintendo feels it needs it. And I think even as we get to this E3, Nintendo might not feel it needs that because it's going to have the 2D Metroid game. And then Metroid Prime Trilogy can be held off for later. And then, as we get closer to Metroid Prime 4, and that could fill in the gap between this 2D Metroid and the next Metroid Prime game. Peak Unagi, confusing Scarlet Nexus for Tales of Arise. I could see how I would make that mistake, but that's not what I was confusing it with. I was confusing it with a game that has a code name. And that code name, I actually don't know what it refers to now. Now that it's like, oh yeah, this is not Scarlet Nexus. I can't remember why I thought that, but it's referring to something else. That's as much as I'll say about that because I don't want to like cause weird speculation. I'm trying to figure it out. Basically, is what I'll say. Final Fantasy VII Remake asks Yo Mela Morples. I think you must be referring to whether or not Final Fantasy VII Remake is going to come to other platforms. I think that. That's probably not going to happen through this year. That's just a guess, though. That is speculation. From Ataf Uncle, did you hear about what Nick was talking about on Twitter? You have to be more specific. Nick talks about a lot of stuff on Twitter, mostly about how much he loves me. But I did hear about that. So if that's what you're talking about. Cool Francis 19, Balan Wonderworld 2, the C3. I'm sorry, UG, for what I did to you, for what I've done. I didn't mean it. I feel guilty, even though I don't. There's no way UG Naki even knows who I am. From Angry Nate for the win, gun to your head, is Breath of the Wild 2 2021 or 2022? This is easy. If someone's pointing a gun at my head, I just do some sweet jiu-jitsu and take the gun from them and point it back at them. Of course. But 2022. Let's see. But The Elder Scrolls 6 is late. 2025 at the earliest. Realistically, 2026. Yeah. What's your point? From D. Ruvenator, any Microsoft acquisition news? So yeah, there's been a lot of rumors about acquisitions, and I think all that stuff seems likely. There's at least one studio that makes some sense based on some partnerships that already exist between Microsoft and this studio. There's other studios that I've heard. I haven't been able to pin any of this down. I think that it seems unlikely that we'll hear about it at E3, just because they really made a lot of they tried to solidify their plans for what was going to be in the C3 a few weeks ago. Sorry, I hit my mic. They tried to like lock in what you would see at E3 a few weeks ago. With the plan of like recording it before E3. And so I think there's a good chance they recorded it last week. And now we're hearing all this stuff happening. Are they really going to try to squeeze this in? I don't think they need to put it in E3. I think it made the acquisition news at 2018 made a lot of news, made a lot of headlines. It was pretty good for like generating excitement. This show should have enough games and enough announcements through games and Game Pass to like satisfy people. And then if they want to, in a month, in a few weeks, in 2 weeks, if they want another news beat, if they feel like, hey, let's keep this train rolling where we continue to generate headlines and keep people excited, they could drop acquisition news at any time and it will generate a lot of excitement. So I don't think they need to rush it in D3. That doesn't mean it won't happen. I am skeptical that it will happen so fast that they're going to be able to just wedge it in there when they weren't planning to a few weeks ago. From K-Pops, do we hear about what the other Arkane studio is making? So Arkane Lyon is making Deathloop, and Arkane Austin is making Project Omen. And I feel like very okay just saying that out loud, because what does that even mean? We've heard rumors it's a vampire game. That's pretty accurate. That seems right. And we're going to see it soon. So I think that you should just kind of wait around until this weekend and we'll see what that's all about. From Cyber New Type, is the WB thing seriously just Back for Blood? I seriously think that's all it is, yes. Based on what they've said. From the Bad Barrister, congrats on the Giant Bomb gig. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And for those who don't know, I'm going to be helping out with some stuff over at Giant Bomb. I'm still going to be writing for Gamesbeat full time. I will still definitely be doing Gamesbeat Decides and how games make money and some Twitch streaming. Depending on what the show looks like, I guess we'll see. We'll wait and see before we make any, commitments one way or the other. But basically, most stuff won't change. He says, tell me about Halo Infinite, please, the Bad Barrister says. Yeah, we've talked a lot about Halo in the past weeks on various shows, and I've been on a lot of other podcasts. But if you missed those, it's going to be Halo-ass Halo, as I've said repeatedly. And I think Halo-ass Halo fans could keep coming to me and saying, thank you for saying that, Jeff. We're very excited. And I hope that I'm not like setting them up for disappointment, because it is going to have stuff like the grappling hook is going to be in multiplayer and stuff like that. To me, it looks like Halo-ass Halo, someone who hasn't played a lot of Halo and is not a Halo guy. And they're definitely presenting it as Halo-ass Halo. But there are going to be some changes to it. Like I said, like the grappling hook, and I think there's some other moves in there that weren't in there before, but you'll be able to like grapple hook an enemy or like their weapon or something maybe, and stuff like that, I think. And then some cutscenes, basically. There's not much to say, and I think that if they give a date, I think they're going to just stick to holiday, and that's going to be that. So we'll see. We'll see how people feel about that. But I think there's going to be some room for those Halo-ass Halo fans to be just happy with what they're seeing. And then everyone else is going to be wondering, like, oh, is this still a Halo for me? And we're just going to have to wait until it comes out to know what, one way or the other for that answer. So Microsoft's probably doing the smart thing here of just saying, people that we know are going to play this Halo game, let's cater to them. And once the game is out, we'll see if, like, the free side of things can, like, coerce some of these other players to come here and try it and win them over at that point. We don't have to win them over now. Let's win them over then. Will ZeniMax Online reveal their next game this year? I don't know if they'll do it this year. I do not think they will do it at E3, though. I do not think so. I guess I can't remember for sure, but I'm pretty sure they won't. From Zero Exia, any hope for Beyond Good and Evil 2? No. No, absolutely not. No hope for that. I don't... that's where I'm at. I personally have no hope for Beyond Good and Evil 2 to ever come out. Real quick, I'll get back to some questions. There's subscriptions here on Twitch I want to say thank you for. Cool Francis 19, Celeryman 411, Newfie Legit, Chev 01, or is it Sheev? Prime Gamer 92, Skittles, Snowbike Mike. Hey, Snowbike. Appreciate that, man. That's awesome, Mike. That Viking Gamer, thank you all so much for the subs. I really appreciate that. And Mewy Abby cheered 17 bits. Hype Train Time, thank you so much for saying that. Really, it means a lot to me, everybody. All right. There was a good question here from Zero Walker Zero. I think we might hear something about Payday 3. What's Avalanche working on? I don't know about Payday 3, but Avalanche, we should hear about what Avalanche is working on soon. So just keep your eyes open for that. Mortifier for gamers, any chance that your hype level for Microsoft E3 improved? Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where I was telling people, I think the reality of the situation is this E3 is going to be good and next E3 is going to be great. And I just, and that's kind of what I'm going to feel, because I think, if Starfield comes out and it looks like there's a chance that Starfield could blow us all away. There's a real chance that could happen. It could end up looking like what people always wanted from No Man's Sky, plus like a Fallout in space, plus, you know, Skyrim in space. It could be the spiritual successor to Mass Effect. It could be all these things that people have dreamt of and wanted. It could be like, you know, Star Citizen. You know, this game that's collected $100 million or whatever in crowdfunding, because of just of the promises it's making. Starfield could be that. Like, I don't want to build up the hype too much, but that's where I'm getting excited for it. If it delivers on a lot of stuff, it's like, wow, this could be easily game of the show and easily the biggest thing to look forward to through the next 12 months. I think that if that game alone delivers, this is going to be a really good E3. But then if it's stuff like this Project Omen and Typhoon, if they look exciting and Halo delivers for enough people, this could just be a really solid, like, meat and potatoes E3 that you're like, okay, I got some fun stuff, but I got like the core things I really wanted as well. And then there's a bunch of new stuff on Game Pass that I'm going to go play tonight. Most stuff that has already come out, but still stuff that's new to me, stuff I don't have to pay for. And it's right here. And I'm so excited to play games. I'm going to jump right off of this stream and I'm going to go get on these games and go just get a party chat with my friends and have a good time. That'll be a solid show. I still think that Xbox E3 2022 is going to be mind-blowing, because it's going to have, they're finally going to be able to show gameplay for Hellblade 2, Fable, Avowed, Perfect Dark, game after game after game that we've heard about that's already been announced, and now stuff will find, like, it'll finally be ready to be shown. Like, they'll probably have another chance to show off Starfield even more at that point. Like, it's just going to be such a massive showcase for first-party games. And that's on top of stuff that they, like, continuing, like, the Xbox global publishing deals that they continue to make. Who knows? By then, they could be teasing that IO Interactive game that they're working on, stuff like that. So there's a lot to look forward to. So I don't think in any world this is going to feel like the best E3 showcase ever this year. It's just that next year might. And so that's where I'm like, okay, I'm going to set my like expectations level to like a C minus. And then if it, you know, Starfield blows me away, it's going to end up feeling like a B probably. And that's great. I think that's great. That's going to be better than most Xbox shows, frankly. But they're just not in a situation where they can have that Xbox 2022 that they're going to have. And so it's inherently sort of less exciting just because of that. But overall, I'm like, yeah, like I said, right in the middle of the road. I don't think this is going to be a trash fire of a show. It's just going to, like, many people are going to come out of it saying there actually wasn't quite anything for me, and I'm going to have to keep looking forward to next year, and I'm sad about that. But I think a lot of other people will be like, you know, there was at least one or two games that I'm very excited about that were announced here, and I can't wait to play them. From Yatrick93, hey, Jeff, when do you think we are going to see gameplay of Stalker 2? I don't know. I meant to ask about this one and whether or not it's going to be E3, and I keep forgetting to do that. And so I don't know if it's going to be E3. I hope it surprises both you and me and we see it there. There's a chance, though, it might not show up and we'll see it later. It's supposed to come out this year, right? That's it's supposed to. I can't remember. I thought it was supposed to come out this year, but I hope we end up seeing it. That would be great. From BNasty21, do you expect that the Microsoft Bethesda show will be focused only on internal devs? No, you could kind of tell, but I've said before, a game like Battlefield will definitely be there. It'll definitely be at the Xbox showcase. So Battlefield 2042, as it's called. Excuse me, if you've heard those rumors, they're true. It's called Battlefield 2042. That will show up there, and we should see a little bit more of it than we see tomorrow, because tomorrow's the 9th. And so we'll get a trailer tomorrow, and they'll say tune into the Xbox showcase for more, and they'll show more there. So that's at least one third-party game. I feel like there's going to be some other stuff, but yeah, it won't be exclusively internal developers. From Johan Zelv, any truths on Dead Space remake or remaster? I don't know for sure, but I would not be surprised about that. I think, especially after Mass Effect, especially with them like working on Mass Effect 4 and, or, you know, whatever, I guess Mass Effect 5, and wanting to like revive that franchise and put it in a good place before doing that. I think that there's a similar thing could happen with Dead Space where they want to remaster that series just to remind people, hey, EA has this franchise you love. It's actually in a pretty good place. If you look at this remaster where we spruced everything up, we stripped all the bullshit out of Dead Space 3 that you didn't like and just made it a solid game that you could play through now. I think that's very, it makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know. I don't have any insight, but to me, it makes a lot of sense. Do you know what Tomonobu Itagaki is working on? I do not know what Itagaki is working on. He left. That's the Team Ninja guy, right? And he left Team Ninja. I haven't kept track of him. I'm sorry. I don't know. The Witcher 3 next gen version at E3. That's something I feel like could show up at like Summer Game Fest or one of these other showcases. It could. But I don't think it's at the Xbox show, and I don't know where else it would show up at. I guess maybe if it's like getting a DLSS update on Switch, maybe something like that. Maybe at Nintendo, if they're going to talk about the Switch Pro. But I mean, who knows at this point with that thing. Is that RPG somehow Tales of Arise? The tease, I mean. No, it's not, I'm not talking about Tales of Arise. I think someone up above did guess correctly, but that's all I'll say. Playground specifically mentioned when they're hiring for the Fable team. Okay. Not sure what you're asking, but yeah, I'm sure they did. Sir Mammothly. Hi, Jeff. Three questions. Will Beyond Good and Evil 2 pop up at Ubisoft Forward? I don't know. I doubt it. Also, how certain are you at the moment about Breath of the Wild 2? I'm pretty certain it'll show up. I am pretty certain it'll be 2022. Lastly, what about the Twilight Princess HD and Wind Waker HD and or Ocarina and Majora? That first bundle is pretty much a sure thing. Those second set of games, I don't know. I bet they find some way to get those on the Switch, though. From Prime Gamer 92, man, I've waited so long for a new motorsport. Listen, this is a good thing. You're waiting for a new motorsport because they are completely revamping the technology to take advantage of the Xbox Series X. we're going through all this with PlayStation right now, where they're trying to like go backwards and say some of these games are going to be cross-gen when they weren't expected to be cross-gen at first. Well, Microsoft kind of said all our games were going to be cross-gen, and Forza Motorsport kind of was always going to be the first game to definitely not be cross-gen, I think. It was always supposed to specifically take advantage of Xbox Series X, and that's why we're getting one more Horizon, because Horizon is still using the cross-gen tech, and it'll just kind of, they'll do one more of those, and then once Motorsport comes out, when they return to Horizon after this, it'll be on that revamped technology that Turn 10 has worked on. From Knubel Brote, do you think we get a bigger Game Pass part? Like, of the show? I think that they're, I don't know, bigger than what? I think they'll spend a few minutes talking about all the stuff coming to Game Pass. And, you know, there will be, like, they'll probably, like I said, they'll probably talk about, like, Psychonauts 2. And then they'll mention, and you could preload it on Game Pass today for its release date in August. They'll do a lot of that stuff. And then when they have an Xbox Game Pass section, they will talk about like a new drop of more Bethesda games and stuff like that. Maybe a few other things, but it'll be like that for the most part. And then that RPG. Crisis 4 at E3, Oda asks. I don't know. I don't know if that if Crytek would be ready to show that. I wonder about the state of Crytek. Crytek was always one of those studios that was up and down and it was having financial issues. I bet it, like, recently it would have been pretty easy for a company like that to raise money in, like, the last year, because gaming companies were really valued high in the last year. Or if it was, like, looking for a buyer or something like that. I can't remember if it ever sold or anything. I wonder if Tencent ever came into Crytek. But I still wonder about like the state of those games and whether or not anything's ready. We've been hearing rumors about Rise and stuff, and I don't know. From R. Phelps 81, do you know if Bethesda will be mixed into the Microsoft show, or will Xbox have a hard cutoff and transition to Bethesda stuff? I don't know for sure, but I do know that they were mixed. They were bringing them closer together than what they were originally planning. That second idea where they were going to have a hard cutoff and go to Bethesda stuff. Now I think we're only going to get about two Bethesda games in the show. And so I think there's a much more likely chance that they will mix things together. I guess, but that could also be like, here's the start of the show. Here's, you know, here's some cool games. Like here's that, either that Project Typhoon or Project Omen. And then here's Halo. And now let's go talk to our new friends from Bethesda. And they talk about their two games, and then they talk about a few more things. Here's Game Pass, and then let's close with Starfield. That's how I see it going in my head. I'm probably all wrong, though. From Strife E Free, is there a chance we get DMC6 teased or Dragon's Dogma 2 at this E3? Dragon's Dogma 2 is likely. Not super likely, like 50-50, but I think there's a good chance for it. I guess 50-50 to me is a good chance. We know that the Dragon's Dogma 2 is in the works because of that hack, the Capcom hack. I don't know about Devil May Cry 6, though. All right, I'm going to scroll down. Let's catch up with some of these questions here. Root Boy asks, Wolfenstein 3 at E3? I don't think so. I've been hopeful for Wolfenstein 3, but I think there's a good chance that Indiana Jones has completely taken precedent, priority, at Machine Games. And if they make another Wolfenstein, it'll be after Indiana Jones is kind of my feeling. That's my guess now, based on not hearing anything about it. So I hope we get more, but I don't know. From Cody F. Schmidt, is Weezer related to a game or are they just there? I think that Jeff Keighley says that he wants to try to tie these bands to a game when they show up. But I guess I don't know how much they have to be tied. Like, is Weezer just going to play a game related song or something? I don't know. I guess they're going to play some stuff off their new album. I don't know. That's a good question, but I don't know. Yeah. Danger Man says no Mecha Hitler fight. No. Yeah. Like we have to kill Mecha Hitler. From Fox to the Future, is there any weight to a possible Marvel versus DC game that has been rumored? I don't know. I'm like hesitant to get my hopes up for that. But as I've said before, if any studio could make it happen, it is NetherRealm. That's the one fighting game company that could go to all these other companies and say, hey, we can make people a lot of money here. Let's do this. This game would be massive. We'll make it a platform. We'll aim it like we do with Mortal Kombat and Injustice. We will aim it at a broad audience, the same audience that shows up for like Fortnite. They'll come in and they'll buy skins and everyone will just make a lot of money here. But even in that world, which we live in, it seems like a very hard thing to pull off. And so if anything is happening with Marvel, it's more likely it's just like a new studio is making a Marvel fighting game or something and not Marvel versus DC. Could NetherRealm show Injustice 3? They could show Injustice 3, but I think WB has said they're only going to show Back for Blood, which is weird because we are overdue for a new NetherRealm fighter. But maybe they're taking a little bit longer because it's not Injustice 3. I think if it was in just straight up Injustice 3, which seems like it should be, but if it was, we probably would hear about it right now, if not sooner. So I guess we'll see. From Cyber X Sound, do you know any of the details about Project Typhoon or Omen? I know some of the details about both, not as much as some other people. Jez knows a lot more about Typhoon than I do. I know more about Omen than I think most other people, but not that much more. Basically, all you need to know is, you know, these games are going to get announced soon, so you don't have to wait long to find out all the details. And anything that I would just relay to you, you know, it's not going to matter because you're going to get so much more information. You'll get so many more details in the coming week. You know, even if it's almost like just a title teaser or something like that, that would be more information than I would be able to give to you really right now. And it's just not as fun as you go sitting down watching these showcases and finding out what they really are. From Flormy, is Perfect Dark coming in 2022? No. It's not. It's not coming in 2022. From Peak Unagi, any specific shows we think you should I think you should watch at E3? Let's go back here. So let's take a look. I think the only thing you really have to watch is the Games Beat session right here at 2:45, like I've said before, because you just gotta see my beautiful face during E3. Listen, I don't know. I don't skip the Summer Game Fest. I think there's going to be some good stuff there. Obviously Xbox plus Bethesda and Nintendo are the big ones. But then I you know, beyond that, there's nothing. I don't think there's anything else you have to watch, really. I guess the other ones, I'm going to tune in for all of this stuff, but I think you probably want to watch Square Enix, and then I would say Capcom. And then I guess Take-Two. I mean, I guess all the big publishers are going to have something. Like, I don't know how much new stuff Ubisoft is going to have, but they'll at least give updates on the games you know about. You know what? The Verizon show on Monday. Yeah. Verizon Wireless. You're going to game over 5G. I want Jeff to avoid spoilers. Mr. Evil 37, will Ghostwire Tokyo be this year? That game is supposed to come out this year, I believe. Oh, just hit my thing. It's supposed to be this year, I believe. I think we will hear. I think there's a chance something like that could show up at Summer Game Fest. I don't know if Deathloop will. Deathloop is also this year. But we've heard a lot about Deathloop, so I think that might be less likely to show up at a show like this. But like Sony is participating in Summer Game Fest, what that looks like, who knows? It could just be a commercial for Ratchet and Clank. It could be nothing. It really could be something really tiny. But maybe it is like, oh, you know, Bethesda wants to show off these games. It's not going to show off Ghostwire at the Xbox show because it's not coming to Xbox anytime soon. So where can we show this off at? Well, let's go take it to Jeff Keighley. He is agnostic. He is not part of the Xbox thing. So we could just show it there. Oh, I guess he is taking ownership of the Xbox thing a little bit because, and I said this early on, like this chart over here used to have a thing was like, publishers going rogue, and Xbox and Nintendo really did go rogue. But E3 is like, well, can we say you're part of E3? You guys do it on your own. You will just say you're part of the schedule. And they all agreed to it, basically. But they're not really doing anything technically through the ESA. They're just doing their own stuff. And the ESA is glommed on top. But so has the Summer Game Fest. So, yeah. Just a little inside baseball, I guess. E3 is co-streaming. Right. From Fox to the future, where is EA amongst all this? Will they just show their games at Xbox and other places? So they're going to have some stuff at EA, like I said, Battlefield, but I guess we'll go back to the list again. Let's scroll down. July 22nd, EA Play Live. They're going to have their own showcase in July. Again, a few weeks ago, I had, publishers, the game mess was expanding into July, and that was EA. EA was going to do their stuff in June. And then early on, they're like, let's just go in July. Well, we're just going to wait. And so instead, they are happening in July. Okay, we've been going for about 40 minutes. I'm going to answer a few more questions, but then we're going to wrap up and I got to get back to work. I'm going to start writing up some of these stories. Like a lot of these stories, you're like, we know what's going to happen. So we'll just write them down beforehand and post them as soon as it's happening. Other stuff we're guessing on, but we have some pretty informed guesses. But we gotta get that stuff done, so we're ready to go for when these shows start. Basically this stuff's starting tomorrow. Battlefield is tomorrow, and then Summer Game Fest on Thursday, and then it's nonstop. Speaking to that, I'll get to some more questions here in a second. But speaking to the nonstop, GamesBeat Decides, the podcast I do live on YouTube with Mike Minotti from GamesBeat. We will be doing that every night after E3, starting on Thursday. So Thursday, we'll do a recap of Summer Game Fest. Friday, we'll do our normal show. I suppose that could happen during the day, but there's stuff happening Friday, right? What is happening Friday? So that's like Netflix Geek Week and gaming prime time and IGN Expo. So we probably won't do it during the day. So we'll do a show that night as well, but it'll be our normal Friday show. And then Saturday, we'll talk about Ubisoft and Gearbox. Sunday, we'll talk about Xbox and Square Enix. Monday, we will talk about Capcom and Take-Two and Razer. And then Tuesday, we'll talk about Nintendo and Bandai Namco. But if you want to tune into those, just go to youtube.com/Jeffrey Grubb and hit subscribe, hit the bell. And whenever we go live, you'll be able to tune in, watch us live, and we'll have reactions and everything. We're not going to react live. We'll be writing. That's what we do during the day. We're going to be writing. So if you want to get the news stories, go to gamespeed.com. But if you want to tune in and hear our thoughts on stuff, you could do that. And just, youtube.com/Jeffrey Grubb. Okay. Let me scroll here to the bottom. From Mr. Evil 37, 12 minutes shadow drop. I think that's possible, but I think this is going to show up at E3. I think we've heard that, right? I can't keep all this stuff straight in my head. I think that's possible. From Orphan Bosom, what does From Software do? Oh, you're asking someone else that. Okay. That Viking Gamer, Ubisoft and Game Pass, what's happening with that? I think there will be something happening with that. I don't think it's going to happen at E3, though. I think if it does happen also, I don't know if it's going to be the full Ubisoft Uplay Plus. I guess it could be. I've heard it both ways. I think at the very least, you're going to get some stuff like some Assassin's Creed games in Game Pass by the end of this year. But I don't think it's at E3. From Chicken Bok Bok, can you please tell me how you are doing? I'm doing okay. Talking straight for 40 minutes, I will say that I'm starting to feel a little run down again. I'm going to go get some more aspirin and take it easy for the rest of the day. Probably just go work on the laptop in a beanbag or in the hammock in the backyard and try to get some work done so I don't feel like I'm falling behind and this week becomes more stressful than it needs to be. But I'm doing okay. Thank you so much for asking. From Ninja Valentine, Mega Man Legends Reboot, exclusive to Dreamcast Reboot. Yeah, of course. You know what they should bring back is Mega Man Power Up. I think it's Mega Man Powered Up. It was that PSP, basically the Mario Maker Mega Man game, I think. It had the tools to make your own Mega Man levels, and it was really good. And they should bring that back. They should release that on the Switch. Why wouldn't they just release that on the Switch? Just release that. Come on. Don't be maniacs. Okay. Will Sony have an event like last year? Yeah, so still a lot of questions around Sony. I think, thankfully, people have come to the realization that Sony's not going to do something during this E3 time frame. People are, I think, just in denial about that. We're like, oh, well, of course Sony's going to come in the last minute and say they're going to do a State of Play. They did a State of Play last week about Horizon, or whatever week that was. So they're not going to do another one really quick that's a general State of Play anytime in the near future. If they do one, it's going to be in July. It's going to be maybe in August. It's going to be a summer State of Play, and it'll talk about what's happening for the rest of this year. And maybe that's when they have a date for Horizon. Maybe not. But I don't think there's any reason for them to rush this stuff. They are going to have Ratchet & Clank. We now know that that is a brilliant game. I gave that 5 stars. That review for me came out today. I love that game. I think it's going to be a massive success. I think it's going to be a huge hit. Just a sales juggernaut for them here coming over the next couple of months. And so they're going to have that to focus on. And then they could just wait for everyone else's schedule to fill out. They could see what all their partners are going to do. They're going to see what Microsoft is going to do. They're going to see what Nintendo's going to do. And then they will be able to come back and say, okay, now that we have a lay of the land and we know what's going on more with our stuff, now we can start coming up with dates. Let's do a State of Play now. Excuse me. Until then, I think we might have to just continue to wait. From Fight Camp, why Valve E3 rumbling? Valve is gonna be at the Summer Game Fest. Is that what I heard? I can't remember now. I really am losing track of stuff. I think I'm just not feeling well. They could have that Steam Pal, that handheld. Maybe we hear that. If anything, I think that we might hear that like Half-Life Alyx is coming to other stuff. Maybe that comes to PSVR. Valve is at the PC Gaming Show. Thank you, Raccoon. Thank you, Raccoon Violet. Thank you so much. That slipped my mind. Yes, PC Gaming Show. So probably not PSVR. Yeah, I guess maybe it is that handheld. I would love to see that handheld. That would be fantastic. But I don't know. I don't have huge excitement. It's probably going to be like there's a Steam sale, right? Yeah, I like the PC Gaming Show fine. I think a lot of those games appeal to me, but I get why other people are just like, this isn't for me. That's totally fine. Yeah, okay. You know what? I'm feeling it again. I'm feeling run down. I was really glad I was able to do this, though. I hope I answered enough questions. If you have anything else pressing, we'll probably do one more of these. Let's see, what is it today? Is it Tuesday? Let's see how I'm feeling tomorrow. Maybe we'll do another one tomorrow, and then we'll kick it off with the GameSpeed Decides each evening. And for those, you can always come and ask questions. There's two ways to do that. Join the Discord and then join the Patreon, patreon.com/Jeff Grubb. And that gets you into the secret channels inside the Discord. The Discord link is in my bio, and that'll have the link to the Patreon in there. There's a podcast producers channel, and you can ask a question for the podcast, and I'll answer it during GameSpeed Decides. The other way is show up for the YouTube channel and send a super chat. I'm sorry. I try to answer questions for free here. I try to like just kind of keep things keep an avenue open for that stuff. But we did 50 minutes straight of questions basically on today. And I feel like it's a lot. I hope people can respect that. And then for the podcast, we try to like filter it so we could talk about other stuff and not just questions, right? That paying for it just kind of creates a little barrier, and it helps filter some stuff out. So we know people really want to ask a question if they're willing to pay for it, basically is how that works there. Okay, so I've talked about what our podcast schedule for E3. I've talked about the Discord, Patreon. I've talked about my new side gig at Giant Bomb. I guess there's nothing else to talk about. We can get out of here. I want everyone else to take care of themselves. I'm going to go rest and come back tomorrow bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to tackle all this stuff. So until then, everyone, take care of yourself, have a good one, and goodbye.